Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast tradie Jermaine Andrew Tully has landed himself in court on criminal charges after he stole a toy gun from an arcade game at Time Zone. Tully attended the gaming store at the Strand Shopping Centre in Coolangatta on March 13th with his mates after a session on the drink. Senior Sergeant Greg McKenzie told Coolangatta Magistrates Court CCTV footage shows the defendant, Tully, and associates being general nuisances and behaving in a disorderly manner. Tully pleaded guilty, telling the court, "I regret doing it." He was convicted on both counts of stealing and received no further punishment. In North Brisbane, an investigation is underway after a ute was seen riddled with bullet holes parked outside an address in Narangba. On Monday morning, residents of the area called police with reports of gunfire. A neighbour said she heard shots fired between midnight and 1 a.m, then again around 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Residents uploaded images and videos of police officers in tactical gear to social media. No suspects have been located so far. In national news, the personal details of millions of Qantas customers may have been leaked following a mass cyber attack on a third-party call centre. In a statement, Qantas confirmed that 6 million customers have service records in the contact centre and that they are continuing to investigate the proportion of the data that has been stolen. An initial review confirms the data includes some customers' names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates and frequent flyer numbers. Qantas says credit card details, personal financial information and passport details are not held in this system. The ACCC is taking sunscreen companies to court for claiming their products are reef-friendly. The Competition and Consumer Commission says that companies behind the Hawaiian Tropic and Banana Boat brands breached consumer laws, calling their claims greenwashing. Parent company Edgewell Australia claimed that their sunscreens were reef-friendly because they did not contain oxybenzone or octinoxate. However, the ACCC alleged that more than 90 Edgewell sunscreens contain other ingredients that can harm reefs, including corals and marine life. The ACCC Deputy Chair Katrina Lowe said businesses should not shy away from promoting the environmental credentials of their products, but they must be able to substantiate any claims. In international news, women in Denmark are now eligible for military conscription. As of July 1st, both men and women turning 18 are required to register for potential military service, aligning Denmark to systems in Norway and Sweden where men and women are conscripted on the same formal terms. Women previously served in the military on a voluntary basis. Volunteers will be recruited first, with the remaining military numbers made up through a lottery system. Additionally, the period of conscription for teenagers will rise from 4 months to 11 months. The changes were brought in as NATO countries boost defence spending amid heightened security concerns in Europe. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and downright cold. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane. I don't know if I can believe that, with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9am. I'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.